Good morning. Acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has rejected the idea of a PSOE-Podemos coalition, but has opened the door to Podemos holding ministerial roles on an independent basis. Podemos leader Pablo Iglesias has set out a battery of requests, which he wants as a condition of his support for Sanchez, including abolishing the 2012 labour reforms. Pedro Sanchez gained 123 seats in the April general election out of 351, leaving him 53 short of the required majority of 176. Podemos and the PSOE combined would get 165 seats, and then Sanchez would either need to bring some of the independent regional parties on board or secure their yes votes in his investiture ceremony. Football legend Santiago Canizares says José Antonio Reyes does not deserve a tribute like a hero. Former Arsenal forward Reyes tragically died in a car smash on Saturday morning just outside of Sevilla. He was only 35 years of age. Canizares criticised Reyes for driving at high speed. Ex-Valencia and Real Madrid goalkeeper Canizares tweeted, "Driving at high speed shows a reprehensible attitude. In the accident, there have been victims in addition to the driver." Reyes's cousin, Jonathan, who was 23 and a backseat passenger, also died, along with a third man, Juan Manuel Calderon. Canizares backtracked afterwards, saying Reyes deserved to be remembered for his career. Reyes died just before midday on Saturday when his Mercedes went off the A376 motorway near the town of Alcalá de Guadarrama, close to Sevilla. The vehicle is thought to have hit some concrete blocks by the side of the motorway before flipping over and bursting into flames. Local newspaper Diario de Sevilla said well-placed sources said they thought Reyes may have been travelling well over the speed limit, although the exact speed has yet to be determined as part of an official investigation. Two vans containing over 3,000 kilograms of marijuana have been intercepted as they entered the fishing port of La Barajilla in Marbella. The load was seized late Thursday night as part of a larger operation between the Guardia Civil, local police and the National Force to crack down on the importing of drugs. During the operation, the Guardia Civil made more than a dozen arrests. The drugs had a street value of several million euros. The criminals were thought to be an organised gang from Ceuta. And bomb disposal officers were busy in Alcoy after a mortar shell was found amongst some weeds. The device was found in the undergrowth and was said to be very rusty, but explosives experts took no chances in making sure the bomb was safe. Although the age and origin is unknown, it's thought it has been sat there since the Spanish Civil War. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.